My name is Martin Abongay, and I believe in freedom. I believe in creating a lifestyle where you actually have a choice. My goal here is to help you escape the life of sacrifice you've been conditioned to live. How do I do it? Simply by sharing my own journey to complete freedom. My expectations, my hurdles, my failures, my successes, and everything I learned along the way. How are we going to proceed here? We're going to do it by asking the right questions. The questions that make you think. Because these questions will allow you to do something. Change your mindset, to change your reality, and build the perfect life for you. And when I mean perfect life for you, it's for you. Not for your mom, not for your dad, not for your best friend. The perfect life for you. So in this podcast, we think differently. We expand your horizon and we work together to create your happiness. So welcome to the Freedom by Choice podcast with your host, Martin Abongay. Hey guys, how's it going today? Welcome to a new episode of your favorite podcast. This is episode 443. And this is your host, Martin. All right, guys, I hope everybody is doing great. I'm doing quite well, actually. And reason being that I made some changes in my life and in my schedule. That I don't actually have a schedule, but, you know, it turns out that I kind of like built some habits. And this is what I wanted to talk to you about today. So, you know, one of the big things and one of the main motivators for me in my life is that I like learning stuff. You know, I like learning new stuff. It's something that I really cherish in my life. And I will have a hard time living a life where I don't actually learn anything, you know. So a lot of people ask the question of, oh, what would you do if you had like, you know, $100 million? Would you just go and sit at the beach and don't do anything, right? And some people actually think that this is what I do, not that I have $100 million, I don't. But I do have friends, you know, on people who are back in France, you know, friends from like Facebook or something like that, who think that I'm just sitting on my ass at the beach and drinking coconuts and stuff, and that's all I do, you know? And I could do that, right? But, you know, there's one thing in me that I love learning stuff. You know, I really love it. So I do spend a great deal of time. I mean, most of my time actually learning stuff. So while people think that I don't do anything, I think I'm actually spending more time than them in a quote unquote work environment, because I'm not working, I'm learning stuff, but I will learn like the whole day, you know. It doesn't feel like work, I don't have to do it, it's just for my my own personal knowledge, you know. So I was able to build the opportunity for me to indulge in this pleasure of learning stuff, right? So it is something that's very important for me. And I have a hard time when I get in situations right now. You know, it's funny because in the beginning, you have a hard time getting to build the habit to go and work. You know, you want to have fun, man. You're young, you want to have fun and stuff. So, you know, getting to work is is a hassle, right? It's complicated. But then I'm at the point where it is actually harder for me to go and have fun and just relax and don't do anything than it is for me to keep learning stuff, you know. It's really funny, even though, you know, you need a proper balance in life, you know. So it has always been very important for me to learn stuff. But I think that I kind of like built habits and that affected kind of like my schedule or something, where I was constantly learning new things and stuff, and, you know, in like batches and everything. And recently what I've done is I've changed some things in my life, and I want to explain what it is, because you have two things. You have the learning your learning experience, and then you have the execution, like the actions and stuff, right? And the depending on who you are and your objectives, and depending on the balance that you have set up, then you are going to be more or less successful than you know, than you could be. Okay. So, for example, if you have a balance where it's like, I don't know, you know, 99% learning and 1% action, well, you will learn stuff that you might be able to talk about if you meet people, but there's very little action, so you're not going to reach those goals, right? So it is, you know, it is a, and at the, you know, the same time, if you have 99% action but 0% learning, then you, it could be that you're doing something wrong, but you're just doing it and you'd never learn from it, and you don't take the time to analyze and get some new information and stuff. So you have to actually kind of like find the balance. And what is the right balance, right? So you might be tempted to say, ah, oh, I think it should be 50-50. Some people have different opinions on it. But what I changed recently is I did change the ratio of learning versus action. Right, because I think that I was doing a lot of learning before, and I decided that, oh, you know what, I need to do more execution, and I need to focus more on executing stuff more than acquiring like new skill at like all costs or something. Not that this is what I wanted to do; it's just that I just like learning stuff, and that has actually drastically changed my kind of like my habits, where because I'm performing some actions, you know, that don't necessarily take as much time as like going through a course or something like this, then my schedule is a lot more relaxed, right? So I don't, it might take me, an hour to go and do some. Well, initially you think it's going to be an hour, and then you go to bed really late and stuff. But still, those actions, they take far less time than the all the learning and stuff that I was doing before. So my days are actually a lot more relaxed. I have time. So yeah, I have a lot more balance, you know. So I take the time in the morning, even if I wake up late. So for example, this morning, I woke up, I think I opened my eyes at 8. I was like, oh man, this is too early. And then next thing you know, I opened my eyes at, 11:30, right? So 11:30, I get out of bed, then I went to the swimming pool at around like noon, you know, by the time I dragged myself out of bed and all that kind of stuff. And eventually, I don't know, so I swam for maybe like a good hour, an hour and a half, I don't know. Then I did some exercising, and then I took a shower. And then afterwards, I got to my desk here. I ate because I was hungry because, I hadn't eaten anything. I don't eat in the morning. So by the time I started, I think it was like 3:30 or something. By the time I started actually working on something, you know, it was 3. Whereas before, I will be in front of the computer. Maybe I wake up, I take a shower and stuff. So I wasn't doing all the exercise and thingy. And then I will come here, start learning something and everything. And then, you know, next thing you know, I might be there until the evening. Learning new stuff stuff that I enjoy. Please don't get me wrong. It wasn't like torture or something like this. But, right now I realize that I've been focusing on executing stuff. And it is fascinating how quickly you can actually execute when you're just going for it, right? You just go for it. It doesn't have to be perfect either. Just go for it. Just get something done. And things will progress a lot faster than if you're going through all the theory and then all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, afterwards, because here's the thing with the knowledge, and that's very, if you're like me, right? Some of the things that could happen is you're like, oh, let me finish this, right? So you're learning this stuff and you're like, yep, I'm going to implement that as soon as I'm done, right? And then because you're so curious, then you start learning about something else. And then instead of applying what you just learned and you said, oh, I'm going to apply it now, then you start learning something else, right? And then you forget about the other one and it becomes one of the projects that you need to take care of. And then there's something else, and then there's something else. And then next thing you know, you have a bunch of things on your board saying, oh yeah, there was this project there, I should do something with it, you know? Whereas now I'm actually executing. And And it's, I mean, I really like the style, you know. And furthermore, I'm actually reading a book right now called The Lean Startup, which I think I've read before. I don't know, at least part of it, I don't know. But so the guy was explaining that he, instead of working in like big batches, it is good to work on smaller batches, right? Because on smaller batches, there are a lot of advantages. I'm not going to cover that now. Maybe I'll cover that in another podcast. But this is exactly, you know, when you're going through this big learning period and stuff like that, this is a big batch, right? You have to finish the learning thingy and then you're actually going to go and implement it. But you'll have to implement quite a lot at the same time. But then, as I explained, if on top of that, you're like, oh, this is interesting as well, and this is interesting. Then you have a big batch of things that you need to implement, and then you don't do it, okay? Right now, I'm all about execution, man, and I'm very happy about the balance that I've been able to achieve now. So I don't have a set schedule, right? So it could be that some days I'll get in front of my desk at like, I don't know, 1 p.m. Some other times it's like 2 p.m. I think today it was like 3:30, you know, something like this. Even now I was like, oh, all right. But it will be like around 1 p.m. or something, like minimum, you know? And then I'm, you know, I'm far more relaxed. I've done some exercises, and you know, I've swam and everything. It's a lot more relaxed, and it's a way for to get more results faster, and actually learn from you will learn from the actual real life experience instead of learning the theory. So yes, I'm very happy about this. And I guess, you know, this whole period with the coronavirus thing, there's so many changes that are going to happen. I mean, you know, I'm talking to my friend here, Stephanie. We're actually talking right now. You know, there's some studies that have been made about, you know, how things are going to change, how these, I mean, big companies like industrial groups and stuff, like these really old school companies, they realize the benefits of having people working from home, and that, you know, slowly but surely, because of this global pandemic, they might realize that, oh, you know what, maybe we should have them, you know, in the office just for like, you know, some meetings where some like teamwork or something, you know, the meetings, they can be done online. But, you know, if you have to do some teamwork or something like that, then we'll have them in the office, which means that, you know, it's less office space and all that kind of stuff. So there are a lot of changes that are going to happen. And, you know, maybe you've experienced those changes yourself, not because of your company, not because of this, but just you personally, by being in this situation where you've been home for the last 2 months, 3 months, I don't know, and then you realize that, oh, you know what? I've been able to change this without actually. It came naturally, you know. So this transition for me came quite naturally. Again, as I said, I don't have a schedule. I don't have a schedule. You know, every day there's no. I don't have a calendar, an agenda, or something that I'm following. Like, oh, at 4 I have to do this. No, I don't have any of that. It's just. You know, slowly but surely, I built this habit of having a day that's well balanced, and I kind of like it. So, you know, I encourage you guys to look into how you're operating right now, and see how you can incorporate more action than just learning or not even learning, like TV or something, being idle in front of the television or something. And just incorporate more action, and you'll see the benefits of that, okay? So, guys, that's pretty much it. I will see you in the next episode. That was your host, Martin. Bye-bye. All right, guys, you just heard a brand new episode of the Freedom by Choice podcast with myself, Martin Ebonge. So I got a question for you. Did you like this episode? If yes, can I please ask you a small favor? All right, so here's the thing. The biggest thing that helps my podcast grow and bring more value to other people is if you guys leave a review, if you rate the podcast, and if you subscribe to the podcast. Why? Because this tells the platform that I'm actually bringing a lot of value to you and that you like my stuff. The more people like my stuff, and the more they'll show you to other people. And this way, we can make sure that we can impact a lot of people with this podcast and this community, all right? So what I wanna ask is, can you please take 3 seconds out of your busy day? Because I know everybody's busy. And if you could just like subscribe to the podcast, rate this episode, and leave a review. It is 3 seconds for you, but for me, it will actually make my day, and it can help someone else on the other side of this planet, okay? And one thing I like and one thing I want for this podcast is for it not to be a monologue. So I want to get feedback from you guys, right? So if you want to contact me, it's very easy. You can send an email to contact@martinebonge.com. And in this email, you can give me feedback on the episode or on the whole podcast. But you can also give me some suggestions about subjects that you want me to cover, right? If it's interesting and if a lot of people want to hear it, then I will cover it, okay? But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode, and I see you in the next one. All right? Thank you very much, guys. Bye.